prospective tourists have pledged to cancel vacations to Alaska if Senator Lisa Murkowski confirms President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. That's according to a letter sent to visitors bureaus in cities across southeast Alaska. 37 people hailing from 11 different states across the U.S. have added their names to the letter addressed to visitors bureaus in Skagway, Ketchikan, and Juneau. The short letter reads, "The undersigned pledge to cancel Alaska vacations and refrain from making any plans to visit in the future if Senator Murkowski confirms President Trump's anti-choice Supreme Court nominee." Travel Juneau CEO Liz Perry says she's seen this kind of thing before.
This is not uncommon in the industry. And as a matter of fact, the industry refers to this as the weaponization of travel, the threat of a boycott if a certain political end is not met. You know, such boycotts can be effective, but most of the time they mostly hit the frontline workers, your service operators, and that the political folks involved in this case are, you know, U.S. senators, are very seldom affected in a major way.
Perry says she wrote a letter back to its author, Shoshana Hantman, from Katona, New York. Perry encouraged her to write Murkowski directly.
I wanted to acknowledge her concerns and just, you know, let her know what, you know, generally our position was on the way boycotts can or cannot work, and invited her to take a different tack.
When reached by phone in New York, Hantman declined to comment for the story. Skagway Tourism Director Cody Jennings asked the Skagway Borough Assembly to consider the letter at its upcoming meeting this week. Murkowski hasn't said whether she'll confirm Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Her vote could be critical in deciding the nomination, since a single nay vote among Republicans, coupled with unanimous Democratic opposition, would sink the nomination. Perry of Travel Juneau says she sent a copy of the letter to Senator Murkowski's office in Juneau. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.